Welcome, enjoying your blended family. What is up, all the beef fams in the house? It is the Fun Friday today.
Dang, you came in hot with a lot of energy.
We have a great one. You had to come in hot for this episode.
I was gonna come in and just this do episode, this for those that are watching on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's, man, let me tell you, this one's gonna be a good one. It does involve both hands. It involves a throwing apparatus, and it involves a target. So what are we talking about? Stay tuned and find out. This is a great way to have some fun. So we'll see you in just a minute. Hey, what's up, Beef Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, so this is one of those dates that I would see on Instagram and I would be like, that looks so cool, we need to do that. We need to plan a time to go do that. But at the time, there was nothing near us. At the time, there was not one of these near us, so we had to drive an hour to do it. So what am I talking about? Axe throwing. Have you seen that on your social media or anybody posting about that, axe throwing, and you're like, what the heck? Are we in the, what year? What century?
Are we in the Viking era using the axes back in the early, what is that?
Does that be 18? No. I don't know timelines.
No, it'd be probably the 12th century.
What?
Yeah, probably 11th, 12th century. Way back.
That's really far back.
Way back when, all you historians, please don't write in comments and just say, no, it was not. It was, I'm just off the top of my head. I hadn't been watching, or I did not look that one up because I didn't even know I was going there. But I have watched Vikings.
He's really
and I've
into,
watched The Last Kingdom.
Yeah, he's really into these shows right now with swords, man, and stuff like that.
I love
And
those.
This is one of those dates that you can get your man on board really easily because they're doing man stuff.
It's like, hey, you want to go throw an axe? Yeah. Come
but
on.
But then there's all the logistics. What does that mean? Okay, you say you're going to throw axes. What? I can't even comprehend what that looks like. And what's really amazing is there are some geniuses out there that have they look like warehouses usually, in my opinion, but not always. But they have these lanes, if you were going to a bowling alley, how you have your alley, your section, and there's a wooden target that's down at the end, and then you have these different size axes, and then an instructor that tells you and teaches you and your spouse or whoever else is with you how to throw the axe properly and
kind of monitors everything as well.
Yeah, and they even make it fun and games out of it. So it's just it's really cool.
Well, the thing initially when we were going to go axe throwing, I'm like, yes, that sounds awesome. But then it's kind of that sounds dangerous. you're going to have us all throwing axes. I could be a pro at axe throwing, I'm pretty sure. But I don't know about everybody else around me.
I've seen some axe throwing gone wrong on TikTok videos.
So it is possible. But every place that we've ever been to, it's been very safe. You've had a monitor and they're with you, right? So now if you're a do it at home, things of that nature, probably not a good idea. So these are more of a professional place that you can go and you can do it, but it's really cool. So I remember when we first went, first time, we've been a couple times now, and it's been really
fun. The first time we went was group date, couples.
Yeah, bunch of us couples got together and we went, and we walked in this place knowing nothing. It's you know nothing, Jon Snow. You knew nothing when you walked in, and the first thing they do is they say, pick your name out. And you're like, what? And they had name tags. And this isn't just at one. This has been at everyone that I've been to. But there are name tags that play off the word axe. Like, y'all, I got to be Axl Rose. That was really cool.
Or like Bad Axe.
Bad Axe. So there's all, everything is played off the word axe, and it is so funny.
It seems so simple, but it just makes the night that much funnier. With just as soon as you walk in, you're picking the names and you're looking at everybody else's names, and then they write your names on the board because there's like scorekeeping and stuff. And you just play off of it, and it lighten the mood from the beginning.
They're just funny.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little risque, and some of them are just hilarious. So you go in, you get your name tag, and that becomes you for the evening, mm-hmm. or for as long as you do it. Normally, you rent the lane for about an hour. You can go 2 hours or longer. But you go there, you got your instructor, and then he goes over proper ways to throw the axe. And so you sit there, and then you can take turns, and you're getting this down. But you are throwing it like if you've ever thrown darts or anything like that, it's like an oversized version of that. And you're sitting there, and sometimes you're doing it one-handed, depending on the game, because they have different games. And each game, you're getting points, and it's competitive. It's real fun. But you're throwing it. Sometimes it's one-handed. Sometimes he shows you how to throw two-handed.
And I was never there.
It's real fun. We probably hadn't laughed that much.
And I would say, because my first go around, like the first time we went, I could not get the axe to stick to save my life. I think me and one other person were zero successful at it. And that part was a little frustrating, but at the same time, we had so many laughs, and the fact that I was so bad at it made it that much more funnier too.
But I will tell you, the last time that we went axe throwing, and like I said, we've been a few times, but me and her were so competitive that the very last throw of the night, we went with another group of people.
I mean, it couldn't have got more perfect.
The very last throw of the night, kid you not, it came down to the wire. We both needed a certain amount of points. I was up to throw, and I threw bullseye, nailed it. Shouting with victory already. I was doing my little dance of joy like I was in the end zone, and because I knew there was no way. And she came up there, last throw of the night too, had to get a bullseye to win the game, and she nailed it. Two bullseyes. We still have pictures of it somewhere.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if I'd ever had that much excitement.
We all like jaw dropped and they're screaming and we're crying. It was like, I can't believe that. But yeah, it was just fun. We had fun.
We need to get to a point where people put us on the same team. Yeah. But for some reason, people always want us on different teams because
they like how we compete against each other. We're just a little competitive. I'm like verbally competitive. She's quietly competitive. So it kind of balances each other out a little bit. But in the end, we're like going neck and neck. It's really kind
of... Makes for a good game.
It does. But it's such a fun thing to do. Most of them will have food there. You can purchase food. You can bring food in. A lot of times you can bring your own drinks in. Whatever kind, if you're doing alcohol or non-alcohol, you can bring those in as well. So just check with your axe throwing place near you, kind of check them out online or whatnot, kind of see their rules. But they all, the ones that we've been to, kind of follow the same thing, kind of the same process. Yeah. But really, so that's what it looks like, right? That's the experience. It's real fun, but here's a few ways that you can do that and use that in your family. So the first thing is make a date night out of it. Maybe you and your spouse, just the two of y'all, go rent a lane, just like you would bowling or like you would, you know, playing pool or whatever, you know, go find that. And just the two of you go and do that.
Yeah. And I will say, just to put this out there, it's around $25, $30 like for the hour, just so you get a mindset of like about how much it will cost. So, and then if you're doing like a couple's date, then a lot of times they may have like a special for you, two for the price of one, but have some discount on there. But so you can go as a couple, or like we were saying, you could do the group date where you're double dating or triple dating, whatever, a whole group of you as couples coming together.
It's a real fun couple date too.
Yeah, it does, especially when you have the right people with you that just make it a lot of fun. But you could also do this as a family bonding date, like take the whole family. I think maybe the youngest is like 6 or 7.
Yeah, definitely check the place that you would go to and see age limits. They will have age limits. just for safety reasons, of course. So you'll want to check that to see if that is an idea that you can take your family to. But if your kids are of age, man, what a fun experience. Your kids will love it. So that really is. That's a cool thing. It can even be individual dates with your kids. Yeah. So maybe that's a good bonding moment for you and your son, or you and your bonus son, or, you know.
Why are you just naming the dudes?
I was throwing out the dudes hoping that you would come in and save me and you would throw out the ladies. So,
yeah. Yes. So, yeah, maybe you, your daughter, or you and your son, just any combination of, I mean, you could try it out and see if it's something they like. And if they don't, then you don't do it again. You had a lot of laughs. Or maybe, you know, like, they're athletic or they like the outdoors and it just gives you that, you know, fun time together.
Yeah. You come out feeling like you're a Viking. You come out saying, yes, I could do this. Like, no one's taking my land.
I did. I mean, we're pretty big, like, Walking Dead fans, too. So after that, I'm like, I could probably kill a few walkers. If the apocalypse, I talk about the apocalypse happening all the time. Like, I know I'm joking.
It's fantasy, but we have fun.
You know, there's just certain skill sets that I'm trying to prepare myself for in case I ever need it. And now I know that if I needed to, I could pick up an axe.
She can throw an axe.
And I could throw it and I could get them in their head. Because that's how you have to kill zombies, obviously.
Yeah, well, obviously. Yes. So now you can do that, and you can hit a bullseye, so you can hit a zombie.
I can
so there you go.
Take care of the family
there you
if
go.
Needed.
There it is. So you will be able to provide for your family in the midst
you're
of
learning,
a crisis.
You're learning valuable skills by going yeah. axe throwing.
So, all fun. All joking aside, it is fun. You really will. You'll have a great time doing that. Kind of the last thing you can do if you get real serious about this, which we are not. This is just something we like to sprinkle into all the other things we do and have fun with. But there are competitive leagues. Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement.
Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun, out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things. So we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode. Yes. Just like bowling, you can probably get a jacket. You can have competitive leagues to where you get on a team and you are competing with other teams. I'm serious. They have mm-hmm. these things at these places.
We've watched.
Yes, we watched. And it's like, man, they're like coming out with their own suitcase full of axes. And it's like, wow, okay.
You can get them like engraved and everything.
All right, where do you go? Lowe's Plus or what? I mean, there's got to be like... I hadn't seen an axe store, so they're finding some place to get their axes from. But yeah, that would be a good thing to check out. I mean, where do you get your axe from? Like, you buy a bowling ball, you know, do you go buy your own axe for, you know, axe throwing?
Maybe they have them there for sale.
Oh, maybe so. So I don't know. Check it out. But it's just such a fun thing. You will walk away just laughing, even if you stink at it. If you're just really terrible, you're going to walk away laughing because you're like, man, I can't even hit the target. This was harder than I thought.
Give it a couple times. You know, go once and maybe you didn't get it. And try it again, different setting, different group of people or whatever, one-on-one. Hey, go on your off day and just get really good at it. And then impress the socks off of them the next time.
It's like, honey, why are you coming home late from work all the time?
Smelling like cedar.
You know, just having to take some personal time.
Wood smells like cedar, but...
Yeah, and don't lie to your spouse. That's never a good thing. Axe throwing, it really is. It's fun. But I think what is probably, you know, kind of closing this up, this topic, but what makes this even more special is it's something, for most people, it's a new experience. That's it's true. Something completely new that you don't normally do. And we talk about that a lot on creating these moments together with your family. As blended families, we need those moments. Whenever we're having more fun together, we're creating these experiences, these bonding experiences, and we're doing it over laughter. We're doing it over fun. And those are so critical for us to have. But when we start doing the same things over and over, it's like anything. You just, you know, it just becomes a thing that you do and you lose that excitement. So when you have a new experience, something out of the box that you've never done before, that you're all experiencing together,
yeah,
it creates this new exciting opportunity for your family to really bond over that experience, which then just really creates some strong moments for your family. So it's a special thing. It's a new experience. It's a lot of fun. You'll have a lot of laughs doing it.
And try it all these different ways. Go as a group, take your family, see which kids really like, you know, took an interest in it, and then invite them on a solo date. Mix it up, you know?
Yeah. And just about any city has these. Any big city will have them. So if you live near a big city, kind of research it. Or maybe it's an hour or two away, so make that a fun Saturday that you go out and do.
Oh, and I was going to say one last thing on it, because ours was doing, which ours is shut down now, but
our local one,
but there are still all around, and they were doing like special nights, kind of like your skating rink would do or your bowling night would do, like lights out, like
cosmic
glow, yeah, cosmic,
they would have these different axe throwing, y'all.
Yes.
Need I say more? Cosmic, yeah. Axe throwing, neon lights, axes,
axe throwing in the dark. I mean
how much more can you get there? I mean come on. So it really is. Check it out. You know, find a big city or find an axe throwing place near you. They have them all over. So check it out. Throw that into some of your date night fun.
And
heck yeah. Yeah, go do it. Axe throw. Go throw an axe. Shoo, boom. I've got you, Ragnar. Ooh. You know, for all those who saw on YouTube, I did my double-handed axe throwing.
I have no words.
I was better for single. I did better single. My double axe throwing... I need some improvement.
Double, like you're throwing two, or you're two-handed on one axe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I escaped two options.
Oh, no, like double on the same axe.
Two hands on
the same axe.
Oh, earlier going, I thought you were saying you were throwing double.
No. You're two hands on one axe going behind the head, coming back. I think the problem for me is I want to put too much spin on it. So there is, like, you have to have a certain release for it to do the right amount of spins to hit. And that was tough for me because I think I just wanted to, just that downward action with both hands was harder for me to control the spin. The one hand, man, bullseyes all day long, y'all. Nah, seriously, maybe once or twice.
Little lessons through the podcast.
But yeah, single hand is easier for me. So I don't know, y'all go check it out, see if single handed or double-handed on the same axe is easier for you.
Or big axe, I don't know. Little axe.
Big axe, little axe. Those were some of the names too, little axe.
Little axe.
And big axe.
Yeah. Yes, I do recall that.
Yeah, those were funny. Oh my goodness. So this is Axl Rose signing off. Go have some fun date nights with axe throwing. Try it out. It's a fun experience. Do it. Love you guys. We will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.